That's all things considered right here on WJFF or Radio Catskill, your community radio station. Now, you know the Forestburg Playhouse in Forestburg, New York. It's the oldest continuously operating professional summer theater in New York State. And yesterday, the producing artistic director, Franklin Trapp, had to announce that they'd be canceling their main stage season this summer here on the eve of their 75th year. This is what it sounded like.
We cannot and will not put the health and safety of you, our patrons, our artists, our students, and our staff at risk. Without the normal income the Playhouse would receive during normal times, we have to focus on the longevity and survival of the Forestburg Playhouse. We are now faced with our biggest challenge, which is to make sure that the Forestburg Playhouse survives to celebrate its 75th anniversary in 2021.
So that's the Forestburg Playhouse's Franklin Trapp, and here now to tell us more about what's actually happening at the Forestburg Playhouse, or not happening, as the case may be, is Franklin Trapp, live on the phone. Franklin, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. We're safe and healthy, and obviously working really hard on Playhouse stuff, because even when you cancel a season, there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Well, and as you said in your announcement, that now it's time to do the work of focusing on what's the most important, just to make sure that your organization can still exist in good health into the future. And I think there's a lot of nonprofits and a lot of creative endeavors right now that have to focus the same way. So I would say your announcement, it was, I don't think it'd be accurate to call it emotional, because you weren't emotional, but I think maybe people's response was emotional watching it. But it was definitely, you know, very heartfelt and very serious. It was a heck of an announcement you had to make.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I spent a great deal of time trying to make sure all of the right things were in that message. And because we have, you know, the past, you know, decades, the Playhouse has been supported by so many people, so many wonderful patrons and people in the community, that I needed to give them as accurate but also, you know, emotional of a, you know, of a message that we could. And the supportiveness and the positivity, there's been an outpouring of it. We've been receiving lovely communications from our subscribers and patrons and just friends, really rooting for us and asking what they can do. So, I mean, once again, I'm, you know, really humbled by the huge support that we're getting. And we need it, but it feels really good.
And it must be also a boost to you as you continue to do the hard work that needs to be done to keep things going there.
It sure is. It's really, really recharged my batteries in many ways, because, you know, even as we entered into this crisis and pandemic, like so many other creative organizations, we started flexing our online muscles and providing, you know, arts education content online and hopefully putting out, you know, videos and messaging and clips from our productions that hopefully give people a boost too. So we've been working on this for a while, and now we're entering into some uncharted territory. But that also, beyond fundraising, we're also excited to see what we can figure out, if it's possible in the late summer, to have some programming.
Right, and here's where we should note that this is why we're emphasizing it. This is a cancellation of the main stage summer productions, because there are other things that you could do. And in any given season, there are other things you do. You have the extra space there where you can do cabaret-type stuff, and that's something you'd be doing anyway. Is that the sort of thing that you're hinting at that you might be able to do if things improve later in the summer and into the fall?
Totally. We're in the brainstorming process right now, and one exciting idea that's popped up repeatedly is the fact that we have a beautiful, beautiful garden area and outdoor space in front of the Playhouse, and there is a very strong possibility that we could put safe, responsible seating outside to have some outdoor concerts and cabarets and presentations from some exciting performers. So I think as we jump into this brainstorming, you know, period, we're going to come up with some cool stuff, and, you know, we will we will have a presence, as long as it's safe, responsible, and healthy.
Right. What do you most want people to know? I mean, I know you made your big announcement yesterday, but what's the thing that you want people to know the most?
I think the Playhouse has withstood the test of time, and certainly right now we're facing unprecedented challenges. All of us, all of us out there are facing some big hurdles. But I want our patrons, our friends, our supporters to know that we are digging in and we are getting ready to fight the good fight, because the Forsberg Playhouse has been around for 74 years, and we're going to make it to that huge 75th anniversary, and we're going to be stronger, we're going to be more creative, and we are doing this for all of you, for our friends and patrons. We want to hang on and come out into the light together.
All right. Well, we're rooting for you too out here. And again, it was just it, as sad as the news was to hear yesterday, it meant a lot to hear the way that you laid it out in that very heartfelt announcement. Franklin, where can people go for more information? You want to give us your website?
Sure. The website's going to be changing, very soon. We've got some updates, but it's fbplayhouse.org. You can, search for us on the internet at Forsberg Playhouse, but our website is fbplayhouse.org.
Okay, fbplayhouse.org, and that's a good place to keep an eye on what you've got cooking as this brainstorm process shakes out, right?
Exactly, and I think even just as useful as going to our Facebook page, and because we're able to put content and announcements out very quickly on Facebook, so that will be a constant source of information as well.
All right. Well, Franklin, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I hope you all are safe and sound, and thanks for broadcasting for us. We all love it.
You too, and we'll be in touch. Thanks again.
All right. Take care.
That's Franklin Trapp, producing artistic director of the Forsberg Playhouse in Forsberg, New York, having to cancel their 2020 main stage season. But as you hear right there, the work has not stopped, and they've got more in store. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a moment, we'll be checking in with an upstate New York teacher about the big news from the governor today.